Good morning. How the hell are you? Happy Thursday. Thank you so much for hanging out. It is 7:06 today. We got a high of 30, and then it's basically just dropping. Right now, it's the warmest it's going to be. Tonight, cloudy, colder, lake effect snow. We could see 1 to 2 inches and a low of 7. Friday, partly sunny, lake effect snow and a high of 19. Woo, skip. Right now, it's 34.
Sit down and relax.
Brock's got the morning dump with trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Well, a medical tech company has developed a computer program that they say can accurately predict when you're going to die. That's right, AI that can tell you when you're going to kick the bucket. This artificial intelligence program from Excel Medical analyzes medical records, vital signs, and family history, and then calculates your risk of heart attack 6 hours before it actually happens. Now, if the program senses that the end is near, it sends a message to a smartphone app with the warning. I don't need my phone to go like, hey, you're about ready to die. Thanks, phone. Death is near. Uh-oh. I hope you've taken care of your last will and testament. Son of a bitch. All right, I get it. I'm going to die. That's too much for technology. That's too much. Just let it happen. Let it happen. Well, last night, all eyes were on two women in President Donald Trump's life. His wife, Melania Trump, and of course, porn star Stormy Daniels. Since allegations surfaced that Stormy slept with Trump in the months after the birth of Barron Trump, Melania has avoided her husband. Insiders told the New York Times she is, quote, furious with Donald, and last week they never acknowledged their 13th wedding anniversary. She traveled separately from the president last night to the State of the Union address. Melania wore a white pantsuit, which some believe is a nod toward another maligned first lady. You may know her as Hillary Clinton. I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Hillary, in a white pantsuit. Afterward, Jimmy Kimmel tried to pry the truth from Stormy Daniels, but she wasn't saying much about her alleged 2006 affair with Trump. Kimmel grilled Stormy, who shrugged off questions or avoided answers by cracking a joke. Her biggest laugh came by calling it, quote, a horror movie, to listen to Kimmel read excerpts from her account. Back in 2011, Stormy freely described her sexual encounter with Trump, saying, quote, it was nothing freaky. He wasn't trying to have porn sex. It was one position. What would you expect someone his age to do? Guess we'll see what happens. And apparently, for about 1 out of 12 dudes out there, the Transformers movies are fulfilling one hell of a strange fantasy. According to a new survey, 8% of guys say they've imagined, or dare I say, fantasized about their cars turning into a person. Here's a few more results from the survey about the ways we blend the line between our cars being machines or people. 1/3 of guys have named a car, and they're slightly more likely to go with the male name. I always name my cars female names. Number two, 37% have spoken to their cars like it was a person. I've done that. 31% believe their car has a personality. And finally, 19% enjoy spending time with their car more than time with their significant other. Be honest, the car doesn't talk back. I'm just going to say that. There you go. That's your morning dump. Feel better, don't it?